gone better than I thought, you know, with so many different groups and different activities for them to get involved in. I think there was about 11 different things they saw today, their Royal Highnesses, but it's gone it's gone really, really well. I'm really pleased of all the staff, all the community groups, and it seems like they had just a wonderful, wonderful time.
They really did seem to be enjoying themselves. Now, tell me a little bit about what the centre does on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. So at the Irish Cultural Centre, we pride ourselves on being the premier arts and culture centre in the UK for Irish art and community services. On a day-to-day, there's a mixture of community groups, from exercise for retirees, singing groups, knit and sit Irish craft groups. But we also have an education side, which is anything from traditional Irish music instruments for children 8 years and up, as well as Irish dancing, which starts at 4 years and up. And then, of course, there's the cultural side, which is sort of the biggest thing that we do, which is the bands and the plays and films and famous Irish acts coming over and playing in our 200-seater theatre week in, week out.
Well, this is your 25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. How did it come about?
So the centre has a long history, which is great. We're getting to celebrate our 25th anniversary this year. COVID sort of postponed it by a year, of course. But the centre was established in the same place here 25 years ago in Hammersmith on Blacks Road. And I believe it was known as just the Hammersmith Irish Centre in 1995. It then became the Irish Cultural Centre when it became an incorporated charity in 2007, I believe. And then the local council back in 2011 changed hands. It went to a Conservative council, and they looked to demolish the centre. And then the trustees involved and fundraisers and the Irish government and the local council at Hammersmith did a lot of fundraising, and they were able to buy the freehold and enter into an agreement where the first two floors are the Irish Cultural Centre. And that was built between 2013 and 2017, and we were able to reopen the doors in 2017. And yes, we have state-of-the-art art centre, which is great.
And of course, St. Patrick's Day is not really a day for you, is it? It's going to be a whole week. What are you going to be doing?
Sure. So the word that pops up around this time of week is festival. It is a St. Patrick's festival now. So we've already had been in Trafalgar Square with our stall, and our headliners for St. Patrick's Day and the 18th as well, our showcase band Altan performed in Trafalgar and gave everybody a little snippet of what's to come over those 2 days. We have in the community, we have a community tea dance on the Thursday as well, which people can come along and get a sandwich, cup of tea, and listen to music. That's 1 to 4. And then we have a community traditional music session on the Friday night and the Saturday afternoon, as well as a party band, Goats Don't Shave, are playing here on Saturday night. We'll get the everybody in party mood. And then we're rounding off the week with a nice, calm family day on Sunday, which will have storytelling and puppet making.
It sounds amazing. And going forward, what do the next 25 years hold for the centre?
Stars are the limit, hopefully. We are looking to expand our education system a lot with the Irish language. We have currently 150 students on Irish language. We think we can hit 500, so we're looking how we can move that up. The culture, bigger, better bands, increasing the technical spec of the centre so we can get more, bigger shows coming in, maybe touring theatre productions, and just to keep doing more for the community. You know, we've partnered with Age UK just in the last year to offer services with Age UK, and finding new collaborations that we can remain here and be a vibrant part for the London community.
And if people are interested in finding out more about the centre, what should they do?
Best thing to do is go to the website, which is irishculturalcentre.co.uk, and from there you can sign up to our weekly newsletter, where you get a mail shot every Friday about what's coming up and how to get involved. We're also on all social media except TikTok, so don't try to find us on TikTok. I'm not quite there into the dancing yet myself, but we have our own Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So yeah, you can find out a lot through our social medias and our website.
Okay. William Foote, Centre Director, thank you for speaking with us.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for having me.